friends and all the usual shenanigans. Following the dream.
I am A.
Hello. God, that was a very much I am A.
I
am Andrew.
I am A.
Oh, God. I am A. Oh, are we ever going to get this intro right? We're on episode 50 for crying out loud.
Yeah, but
hang on a minute. When someone else needs flagging, why are you A, further away, and B, got your monitors up so all we can see is the top of your head?
Where are you?
He's up there somewhere.
Each episode, I get further and further away from you, don't I?
Yeah.
I think that's probably saying something, guys.
Should we say happy birthday?
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, mate.
Well, it's not your birthday.
No,
is it?
It's...
What is it?
The 50th episode of the Follow the Dream.
Hey!
The big 5-0.
I don't know how we've got here, to be honest.
No, neither do I.
I drove.
Would you like your first gift for your 50th?
Yeah.
Bossman and Kevin.
Wow! That's mint, that.
Amazing. Love it.
It's a new introduction.
It's good, isn't it?
Listen, I'm on the note of production before we go any further. Yeah. And it's birthday episode, and I bought you all gifts. Okay? But these gifts are really to help us from a production perspective. Because I have noticed, it only happened 2 minutes ago, we're getting very sweary in this studio. There's a lot of swearing going on. So I've decided to save you the hassle, Andrew, of investing in, equipment, technical equipment to beep us. We'll just bring our own beepers from now on. So if you want to swear and they want to call anybody a name, I can just go, hey, John, you're a bit of a end.
I just see if I can do it.
So swear away as much as you want. Just make sure you use this. So have you got anything to tell us about, about the 50th episode?
Well, I have been...
it's a bit of a milestone.
Yeah, I have been doing a few bits for the episode. I've got messages off the fan web, but I haven't listened to them yet.
So all right, okay.
They'll come up in the episode, wherever they come up.
Well, we are in that episode now, I believe.
Yeah, I know. That's what, but I don't...
Is that right, Andrew?
We are.
We are in it now.
Yeah. So that's basically what I've been doing, preparing for the 50th. And I have prepared a little speech. Would you like to hear it?
only, Andrew, if we could have the music from like Battle of Britain in the background while you're doing it.
Absolutely.
Were you ahead of me?
We'll have that.
We'll fight them on the beaches. Come on, John. Speech.
Is this going to make us cry?
No.
Okay. Do we need the swearing gadgets?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Go on.
Wow. 50 episodes. How did I get here? There's been highs, there's been lows, and most of all, lots of laughs. And even the odd spilt drink along the way. I'd just like to say thank you to everyone, including Bossman and my friends and family, without whom this would not have been possible. But my biggest thank you must go to my partner in crime, Kevin from Hyde. Your friendship and support has been incredible. But most of all, your loyalty is the thing that's made this podcast what it is in recent times, and I thank you again to everyone, and long may this outrageous journey continue.
Yay!
That was like an X Factor moment.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice.
All you needed was a dead grandma or something, and you'd have been up there in boot camp. Cheers, John.
Am I through?
Yeah, love you, man.
Have you got any thoughts or feelings on the 50th? And you?
No, I think I'm a bit gutted. I've missed like 40 of them because young Scott got the benefit of hanging out with you, and I'm here now. So, hopefully, ask me again in another 50. But I'm thoroughly enjoying it, mate. Good fun.
Yeah, it is good fun, isn't it?
Yeah. And long may thee reign. Is that what they say? Long may you reign.
Long may you reign.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sir Kevin of Devon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I remembered that. And I believe I've got a few voicemails, aren't I?
Oh, so yeah. Should we take those?
Should let Andrew
should we do those?
Let's find those.
Hi, Jordan, Andrew and Kevin. Wow, 50 episodes of Follow the Dream. Who'd have thought you'd ever come this far? I had a listen, Jordan, tonight to the very first one and also the latest one. And I just can't believe how much you've come on. The whole story, the whole podcast is more fluent. You sound so much more at ease. And the jokes just keep coming. I'm not saying they're very good, but they do keep on coming. I'm absolutely proud of you, proud of what you've achieved, and so thankful that you've got Kevin and Andrew in your lives to help you achieve the dream. Carry on as you have been doing. We all love you. Well done.
Yeah, she's right about the jokes, isn't she?
I'm not crying. You're not crying. That was so nice.
Yep.
Got another one?
You got more?
We got more, yeah, we got loads of them.
All right.
Here's another.
Hiya, Jord. Just a quick message to say, I can't believe it's the 50th episode. You've done super, super well. You've come so far from the first episode, and I've been with you all the way. Keep up the cracking work, and you'll soon get to meet your idol, Amanda Holden.
Yay!
Oh, did you hear that one then? I'll play that one again. Hang on.
What was it? That's got to be your nephew.
Wow.
John's bottom lip. God, George, you all right?
Are you an emotional mess?
He is. Was that your nephew, by the way? What did he say? I didn't quite hear what he said.
Next one.
Hi, Jordan. I can't believe it's your 50th episode. I've been with you since the beginning, and it's been a treat to hear your confidence grow. I just listened back to your first one and then number 49. You can tell you just love what you do. And you can now take the conversation in any direction so naturally. You can be very proud, particularly in how your interviewing technique has developed. Keep going, and I know you'll reach your dream. Oh, and actually, I think your joke should always win.
I strongly disagree.
Hang on, who was that? Is that your mum?
No, that is... You know,
you're clearly paying them.
No, you know the lady who you passed the other day and you smiled and you said, I recognise that face.
Oh, is it Jenny?
Jenny, yes.
Yeah, was she your teacher at some point or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she's on drugs, mate.
She's clearly, I think she's clearly a bit deluded.
She could be drinking there.
Everyone's gone back to the first episode.
Yeah, it's nice, though.
I think we might have to do that ourselves one day and revisit it.
Have a listen to it.
When we get to episode 100, we'll go back to episode 1.
Yeah.
Have a listen.
Have you got more messages?
Here's
Hi, Jordan. It's your mum here. I can't believe it's going to be your 50th episode of Follow the Dream. What an achievement that is. You're doing really, really well with it, especially now you've got two good guys at the side of you. Who are also dedicated to your dream. Well done, son. I'm so proud of you. I'm sure it won't be long before you do achieve your dream. Love you so much. Bye.
Is your mum being held hostage?
I thought she was in the shower.
she just sounds like someone's got a gun to her head. Like, well done, Jordan.
I'm going to have to listen to that message again. Because, well, not now, but...
Oh, it was nice, that. Yeah.
Some nice messages. Come a long way.
Yeah. Bye. Well done, that man.
50 episode.
I don't need a flight deck. I thought that was going to say something else.
Hang on, I didn't get that. What was that?
Did you not get it? Hang on.
I don't need a flight deck. You didn't hear me again, did you?
I can't hear what they're saying. Go on, explain.
I couldn't give a flying
fact.
Oh, this is hard work. There's another one as well here.
Show and tell, what is it? That one's genius. I like that.
It's like the chipmunk singing. You know, when it's high pitched, I can't hear it.
What, you didn't hear that?
I couldn't make it out properly.
Oh, oh Jesus.
But I like the I wouldn't give a flying doodah. In the style of like swinging 40s. Perfect.
What are the names of the people that sing these jingles?
No idea. Just some woman off the internet.
Oh, right.
Oh, right.
You hang on, so you're meeting strange women on the internet and get them to record these, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, for a huge amount of money.
Which reminds me,
yes,
in Japan, it was on the radio last night, you can go to the cinema as a single woman, this is aimed at...
Oh, the single ladies.
The single lady, ladies. Right?
Yeah.
And you could get a lot of this, Andrew. You can pay someone, and it's a professional service, who will escort you, sit with you in the cinema, and then pass you tissues when you cry and console you if you cry in an emotional movie. That is an actual service. I don't give a flying back. I love that. Now I know what it is.
Welcome to the new game show. I don't give a flying fact with me, Jordan Anderson, and him over there, Kevin from Hyde.
Would you host it? I was going to say, who would you get to host it? Michael Barrymore? Or you're doing it, are you?
No. Do you know who I would get to host it, actually? I thought about him the other day. Mm. Shane Ritchie. I like him.
Shane Ritchie.
He used to do the Daz adverts, didn't he?
He's in EastEnders now, isn't he?
He was. About 20 years ago.
No, I think he's still in it.
No.
I'm sure he is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Alfie Moon. Yeah, he's still in it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been it for about 20 years.
So who's going first on Flying Fat, mate?
You.
Are you ready for this, Andrew?
I'm ready.
Okay. Fat number one.
Yep.
Just to remind everybody, you need to work out which one to lie. Yeah? Right. Fat number one. My brother is a Jimi Hendrix tribute artist. Fact number two. I used to have a pet lamb called Dave. You're giggling there. Are you all right? Fact number three, when I was touring around Europe, I was getting close, should I say, with young ladies in Europe who were really impressed with my songwriting skills after I told them that I wrote She Loves You. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Andrew, your thoughts?
Well, you definitely had a lamb called Dave.
Yeah, you like
for
that.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But when did you eat him?
When did he...
I'm going to say the lie is your brother being a Jimi Hendrix tribute.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think...
Because I think you would tell everybody you wrote the lyrics to She Loves You.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would. Absolutely, you would.
You are both correct. My brother is not a Jimi Hendrix tribute. And yes, I did chat up girls in Europe by telling them I wrote She Loves You.
Yeah, but do you even have a brother?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Do you?
My brother, Ian, he's in Portsmouth. And he looks a bit like Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
But he's not in a Jimi Hendrix tribute.
Go on, Jordan, your turn.
Go on, Jordan. I know he's making these up while we're here, you know. I can see. I'm going to watch his face.
No.
And I'm going to be like a lie detector.
I am, but I've done it while we was in the cafe before.
Go for it.
Right. I once went rock climbing in the Lake District. I once had a pet lizard. Yeah. And... I once held a job interview, but didn't say a word to the applicant.
That's interesting.
Aye?
Yeah.
And my mum had to do all the talking.
That's why you don't.
Oh, so right. All right. So, right. So that's true.
Can we ask you about the pet lizard? What was the pet lizard's name?
Lionel.
Lionel Lizard?
Mm.
Really?
Mm.
If you made that, that's so good.
Yeah, you came up with that far too quickly.
Lionel Lizard.
So that's true. So rock climbing.
Yeah, I say rock climbing. And because it was only last week or the other week he was telling us, saying like, how can I ride a bike? I can barely walk.
Exactly, exactly.
And in fact, that's exactly how you said it.
Right.
So we're both going for rock climbing is the lie.
Yeah.
No, rock climbing's true.
No. Which one was the lie?
Lionel's a lizard.
Really?
Mm.
Mm, impressive.
How did you come up with the name Lionel so quickly then?
Once, twice. It was in my head, so I just thought, yeah, I'll go with that.
Very good. To go on rock climbing. Oh, really?
Right. When I was in primary school, we went on this adventure activity holiday with school for people with special needs.
Right.
People like me, and we were doing a different activity every day. And I wouldn't climb this rock, right? So do you know what they had to do? Because I was that scared of the heights and stuff. Do you know what they had to do in the end?
God.
They had to strap me to a winch, and I was physically pulled up by people at the top.
That's not rock climbing. That's getting airlifted. What are you on about?
Abseiling. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well done, that man.
And now we've done flying fact, should we move on to joke of the week?
Honor, here's another joke of the week.
Right, where are we up to
now,
score?
Now, hang on. This is a bit special, isn't it, Kevin, this week?
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah. Andrew, we've, well...
We've had a cunning plan.
Oh, dear.
Do you want to explain, Judd?
Basically, as we all know...
you get the jokes from your niece.
Through previous episodes...
You get the jokes from your niece.
Just shut up a minute. I've been accused...
Of getting jokes from your niece.
Getting jokes from my niece.
It's true.
So I was thinking, right, I'm going to run with this. So I got R.E.V. involved and asked her to tell me a joke. And then I told you, didn't I, that I'd done that.
And I got my granddaughter over there to do a joke. So
yeah, let's see who wins.
I know so you've not heard
you're
these,
being
Andrew.
Represented this week.
Yeah,
is that what's going on?
Yep.
Okay, so who's going first then?
I'll go first.
Okay, so over to your niece.
Evie, over to Evie.
How do you stop an astronaut's baby from crying? You rock it.
Got that.
Yeah, very clever.
You like that?
Yeah, very clever. Yeah. I like that.
That was it.
Okay.
That was little Evie. Well done, Evie.
Well done, Evie.
Yeah. Okay, my little... granddaughter, and can I just warn you, by the way, if you don't let her win, she's 3 foot of psychotic, then I will tell her where you live. This is Eleanor.
Why didn't Elsa have a balloon?
Why didn't Elsa have a balloon? Why?
Because she would let it go.
Hey, these are better than you two.
I knew
you were going to say that.
Can I choose the winner, please?
No, you're not allowed to. This is out to the boss man.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
What?
Point each.
Oh, it's a draw.
I wasn't going to give her the point each, actually. I was going to say I'm going to could have it because that joke's quality.
We've got a draw. So, what are the scores on the doors?
Scores on the doors now, 11 to Jordan and 10 to you, Kevin, from Hyde.
Hey, there's a new board. No expense spared.
What, the whiteboard?
Yes.
It's, like you say, no expense spared.
Yeah,
because I could never remember what the scores were each week, so I've written it down now.
Can I just say something to you, Andrew?
Go on.
No expense spared and all that. He didn't go overboard, did he?
Right, we'll go then, shall we?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be back next week.
You absolute.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.